بأوعيته قبل وعاء أخيه ثم استخرجها من وعاء أخيه كذلك كتنا ليوسف ما كان ليأخذ أخاه في دين الملك إلا أن يشاء الله نرفع درجات من نشاء فوق كل ذي علم عليم قالوا إن يسرك فقد سرق أخ له من قبل فسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم قال أنتم شر مكانا والله أعلم بما تصفون. In the last verses we discussed that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made a plan to try to keep his brother Binyamin back with him in Egypt. So what he did was he took a very expensive cup that belonged to him and he put it in the luggage of his brother Binyamin. And then they made a call that, oh, you caravan that has come from Canaan, your group of young men, you have stolen something. So the brothers proclaimed the innocence that we have not stolen anything. So Yusuf alayhi salam asked them that, okay, if you are found to be guilty, what will be the punishment? So they said that if the person who you find the cup by him, then that person, he himself, will have to remain back in Egypt while the rest of us will return. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, فَبَدَى بِأَوْعِيَتِهِمْ. So they began searching this luggage of the brothers, and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was such a wise and smart person, he told the people to first search the luggage of his brothers. Do not make it obvious, do not go straight to the luggage of Binyamin and pull out the cup from there. But first look at the luggage of the other brothers so they do not become suspicious that there is a plan. So they began searching the luggage of the brothers, قَبْلَ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ, before they searched the luggage of Binyamin, the brother of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. ثُمَّ اسْتَخْرَجَهَا مِنْ وِعَاءِ أَخِيهِ. And then they extracted and they found the... They took out the cup from the luggage of Binyamin. كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُسُفِ. Allah Ta'ala says, in this way did we make a plan for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And we had taught him and we had inspired him with this plan. مَا كَانِ لِأُخُذَ أَخَاهُ فِي دِينِ مَلِكِ إِلَّا يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, we had never been able to keep back his brother if he was following the law of the land. Because he mentioned that in Egypt at that time the law was a person who was caught stealing, he would be beaten, and he would have to pay back many, many more times than the amount he had stolen. But according to that law would not have served Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam because he wanted to keep his brother back. But rather it was the law, the shariat of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, that a person who steals, then that person now will be kept by the one who he had stole from. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked the brothers for what is the punishment, so they gave the punishment according to what is the law in the shariat of their father Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is how he made a plan for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was following the law of the land, he would have not been able to fulfill this plan, but rather, in according to the shariat, Allah Ta'ala made him, inspired him with this plan, so that he would keep his brother back by him. نَرْفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءُ. Allah Ta'ala says, we raise the status of some people. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala raised his status, both in piety, in prophethood, and also in being smart, in being wise, and being knowledgeable. He knew how to plan, how to make this whole plan out. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, and Yusuf alayhi salam may have been wise, but above every wise person, there is Al-Alim, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter how intelligent, how wise a person may be, at the end of it all, there is always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who possesses the knowledge of every single thing. قَالُوا إِيَسْرِكْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. So the brothers now, where they were very, very embarrassed about all this year. So they said that if Binyamin has stolen, then we think that his brother in the past, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, also stole. Remember, the brothers did not know that the person they're talking to, this minister, this king that they're talking to, is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam himself, their brother. So they said, if this Binyamin has stolen, then certainly we had heard a story in the past about Yusuf alayhi salam had stolen something. It seems to be true. The two younger brothers seem to have this habit in them. What they're referring to, some of the Mufassirin write, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he grew up with his auntie, the sister of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And his auntie was very, very fond of him. So when the time came, Yusuf alayhi salam had now returned to his father and go and start living with his father again, his auntie could not bear the separation. So what she did was, she had an expensive belt that she took and she planted it or she put it on something, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, she knew the law of the father of Yusuf alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, was that if a person is caught stealing, then the person will have to stay with the one who he stole from. So that she could keep Yusuf alayhi salam with her, she again planted and put this belt with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And then she told the father, Yaqub alayhi salam, I think your son has stolen something from me. And when they found the belt by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, then the auntie used the excuse to keep Yusuf alayhi salam for her. What happened after that is not mentioned in the books of tafsir, but this was something that they had heard about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So brothers now, they're recalling, they said that Ibn Yamin had stolen now, then maybe that story we heard in the past about our auntie, that Yusuf alayhi salam had stolen from her, maybe it's all true, because it seemed they seem to have this habit in them. فَصَرَّهَا يُوسُفِ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِيَا لَهُمْ Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is listening to all this here. So he kept it to himself, he did not expose them, and he said to himself quietly, قَالَ أَنْتُمْ شَرُّ مَكَانَ O brothers, that you are in a worst of situation. Ulama mean that he didn't say this to them, but he was talking to himself, saying this in his heart, that you are in a worse of position. I know myself as a young boy, I did not steal, I'm innocent. My auntie, out of excessive love for me, she did this. But you are in a worse of position, because you tried to murder me, you tried to kill me, you got rid of me. So you are in a worse of position. وَاللَّهُ عَلِي مَا تَصِفُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you are seeing.